Now it's time for Kelly Kay to take a driving test.
That's great. I've been driving for eons, and it's been a very long time since I took the actual test.
The written test?
Yes. Yeah.
So I failed my driving test the first time I took it. So I don't know if that's any, if you're surprised at all.
I'm not surprised.
I didn't figure you would be. All right, so the following are all real DMV written test questions. They're all some of the actual permit questions that you would face in Kentucky, okay?
Okay.
Okay? Okay?
Oh, goodness.
All right, how you feeling? Oh, are you pulling it up right now?
I'm not.
Okay, all right.
I'm not.
All right, question.
I'm just searching the air for answers.
Listen, they're all going to be multiple choice.
Great.
All right. So,
but also, I tend to be the one that will talk myself out of the right answer.
Question number one.
Yeah.
A solid yellow arrow on a traffic signal means.
A solid yellow arrow
on a traffic signal means you should speed up so you can make the turn before the light changes.
No.
You do not need to signal to turn from the indicated lane. You should prepare to stop and yield the right of way on to oncoming traffic, or you should gun it through the intersection. Sucks to suck.
Yield. Is it actually written "suck to suck" on the test? Because I'm really hoping it is.
Yes, yield is correct. Okay. You should prepare to stop and yield the right of way to oncoming traffic.
All right.
All right. Well done. You're one for one. Here we go. Question number two. You are merging onto an interstate highway.
Yes.
You should A, select a safe gap and merge into the lane of traffic. B, merge across two lanes at once. C, always stop before entering the highway. Or D, cry and yell at the other drivers for not letting you in.
I might sometimes do D, but you're supposed to do A.
A is correct. Select a safe gap and merge into the lane of traffic. Which,
right.
I got to be honest, I think a lot of people here in Louisville think it's always stop before entering the highway.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
A lot of people think that.
In one of my accident situations, an old lady thought she should just stop in the middle of the highway and to change lanes.
All right, here we go. Question number three. This is Kelly's driving
test.
It's
my driving test. Okay.
All right, question number three. You may be able to identify an aggressive driver by A, their erratic and improper lane changes.
Uh-huh.
B, the number of passengers in their car. C, their tendency to drive slowly. Or D, the length of their mullet.
It's the first one.
Yes, their erratic and improper lane changes.
And everyone rocking a mullet right now is like, hey.
Dang it!
I'm not an aggressive driver because of that.
The length of their mullet. These are all honest to goodness, real.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Ripped from the actual test.
Ripped from the test.
Yeah.
Kids, if you're getting ready to take it, better be taking notes.
Yep. Okay.
Question four. Children on bicycles should be given extra space by motor vehicle operators because A, they do not have the same physical reflexes as adults. B, they are smaller and more difficult to see than adults. C, they are typically multitasking while on their bike. Or D, they're stupid and don't know anything about driving.
It's B.
Well, B and A, actually.
Yes.
They do not have the same physical reflexes, and
right.
They are smaller and more difficult to see.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Just a couple more, okay?
Okay. And they're stupid.
And they're dumb. Okay. Question five. If you are driving and a tire suddenly goes flat, you should A, rapidly pump the brake pedal several times. B, slow down gradually and not brake. C, press down on the brake pedal as hard as you can, or D, scream.
I love the D. The wild card answer is always C.
Kelly!
Oh, wait. Kelly. Oh,
Yes, don't you do, that. Kelly. Yes,
don't
you
lift
do.
That. Do not lift that. Do not lift it.
Right. We need an answer, Kelly. Focus.
We're gradually slowing down.
Slow we're down gradually screaming. And not break. Yes. All right. Question six.
Yeah.
At a railroad crossing, you must A, watch for vehicles that must stop at all railroad crossings, like school buses, trucks carrying hazardous materials, etc. B, watch for multiple trains, or C, try to get the conductor to honk the train horn.
We didn't even have a D in that one.
No.
Well, it's not C. What are the first two again?
Watch for vehicles that must stop at all railroad crossings and watch for multiple trains.
I think both of those.
Both of those, yeah. Best practice, I would say all three.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. And then finally, last question. Question number seven in Kelly's written driving test.
Yes.
A yellow pennant. Visualize this, please.
Yes.
A yellow pennant-shaped sign. That is a triangle that's on its side, Kelly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
A yellow pennant-shaped sign means what? A no passing zone. B, right turn permitted on red. C, yield right of way. Or D, girl, you look good.
Girl, you look good today. Look at that. I think you were yielding, right?
Yield the right of way?
Yeah.
Oh, that's C.
No!
It's no passing zone.
No passing zone.
To be fair, okay. I got that question wrong, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the triangle on its side?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a yellow triangle on its side.
Okay.
All right, good job, Kelly.
I mean...
Good job.
I think that's a passing grade, right?
I think I'm
still
I'd
allowed
pass
to
you.
Drive.
I'd pass you.
Okay, that's great.
All right, it's not...
But girl...
You look good. You look good while doing it.